The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moorpark and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information. The annual Conejo Food and Wine Festival is Sunday, June 26th, 1:30 to 5:30 p.m. Come sample the best food, wine, beer, desserts, and more that the Conejo culinary community has to offer. Dozens of restaurants, wineries, breweries, bakeries, distilleries, and more will be there along with live music to round out this great afternoon. Food Share and Many Missions are our beneficiaries to this great charitable event. The event is held at the school grounds on the corner of Moorpark and Jans Road in Thousand Oaks. Tickets and more info are available at www.conejofoodandwine.com.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now, here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, Anne. Good morning, everyone. How you doing? And how you doing, Chad?
I'm good. I haven't had my coffee, so...
Oh, God, that's right. You're you don't even have it in hand.
A little sluggish, but I'll be good.
Okay, good. I'll wake up. How you doing, Tom?
Everything's fine over here. Another beautiful Saturday.
There you go. Well, you have tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And I do want to remind you of our podcast. If you're just going, I hear something in the background, but I'm not ready to wake up, you can always listen to our podcast. All you do is go to iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show, subscribe right there and you'll get all of our downloads. And again, I'm so glad that you are starting your day in a positive way, and we thank you so much. We are here from 6 to 8, and I'm really excited to share our great show with you. We've got lots of guests, lots of things that we're giving away, and of course we always start our show with a motivational moment. And here's a couple words that you can just always use: I can and I will. And I'm going to put also, yes. If you just say yes to life, yes to everything, you know what I mean? Some people are like...
Not yes to everything.
Well, okay, but you know, hey, do you want to go somewhere?
That gets you in trouble sometimes.
Yeah, of course you would say that. Yeah, but you know, I mean, some people put their life off. And that's what I'm talking about, is really just, you know, being involved in life. And that's what it's all about. I do want to remind everybody to write this number down. And that is the number to get in touch with us and to also find out, you know, how you can win, how you can be involved with us. And also, if you have a business or an event that's coming up, we would love to share that with everybody. So call in at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Today's show, we've got Rabbi Mark Borovitch, and we're going to be talking about his book, Finding Recovery and Yourself in a Torah. And it's a beautiful book, and I'm really excited to be talking about that. And then we're going to be talking with Peg O'Connor and talking about her philosophy on Prince's addiction to powerful painkillers. And I know that's still a topic in, you know, with all these things going on in our world right now. And so I definitely want to share that with everyone. So I do want to remind you that we're here from all the way till 8 o'clock. I've got some winners, and we're going to do some things a little bit differently. We've been trying to get in touch with a couple of our winners, and I want to do a quick shout out. Jack Caputo, and you were a winner last week. We're going to start doing our winners on the next show. Don't you?
Nice.
Yes. Yeah. So then we know that they're tuning in and then they're going to call us. So anyways, again, Jack Caputo, Karen Can, Eric, I don't have his last name, and Jeannie Barry. And so I would love you guys to all call in because you are one of our winners. And then what we're going to do is next week when you tune in, you'll hear our winners. All the other winners we actually got in touch with. But some of these, I just don't want to, you know, I appreciate everybody calling in. And so we love to give back. So again, write that phone number down. 805-419-0008. I know we got lots of stuff happening this weekend. And of course, today and tomorrow, we've got the Roadshow Revival. And that's a tribute of to the music of Johnny Cash. And I'm telling you, everybody get over there. They've got so many things happening. And it's at their new location in downtown Ventura, and that's the Mission Park across from the historic Mission. So we've got that. We gave away lots of tickets for that to our winners. And then also on Sunday, we've got Caneo Food and Wine Festival, and that's being held at Pascal Balin Schools on the grounds there, and that's 1:30 to 5:30. We gave lots of tickets away for that, and of course that is all goes to Ventura Food Share and Many Mansions. And so if you're available tomorrow, go check that out.
Wonderful.
What else do we have coming up? Gosh, so many things. We were just at the Feast of the Bees. That was amazing.
That was wonderful.
Huge turnout.
First time there, so I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, really good. So again, we've got so many things happening, and I'd love to share them all with you. So, Tom, let's first talk about our quick giveaways.
We have Famous Dave's 20 Years of Texas Beef Brisket, done the right way on Sea Glass Way in Oxnard. Paul Martin's seasonal and delicious menu. They feature free range and natural meats, along with poultry located in the promenade at Westlake Village. Lure Fish House. Experience their top tier seafood experience complete with fresh local produce at 60 South California Street, Ventura. The Veggie Grill has a variety of healthy choices from chicken wraps to fish tacos. Along with that, Rubio's Fresh Mexican Grill, whose quality ingredients range from sustainable seafood to freshly made salsa, off North Rose Avenue in Oxnard. For breakfast, it's Pete's Breakfast House. Have a hearty breakfast with the freshest ranch eggs and farm produce in town, 2055 East Main Street, Ventura. The Urbane Cafe has a healthy gourmet brunch located at 4960 Telephone Road in Ventura. And the Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar, you can visit their cocktail bar for a midday lunch break in the Town Center Drive in Oxnard. And the best donuts around, Rolling Pin Donuts, located on Las Posas Road in Camarillo. Sounds pretty good, Kim.
I know. Did you get your donuts today already, Tom?
I did receive donuts, yes.
I walked in. I'm like, wait, where did you take them? They're already gone.
Is there anything more just pink box?
I know.
Except for Krispy Kreme.
There you go.
You see that?
Okay, but what's your favorite kind of donut?
I'm a little... I like the sprinkles.
You are old-fashioned. I knew that.
I have to agree.
The sprinkles are the best.
There's nothing like it. And the more colorful... the better.
Yep. Ooh, okay. I like the cinnamon rolls or the donut holes because I feel like I'm not really cheating. And then I just eat a dozen of them, right? I know, exactly. So, God, I know you got a shout out.
Yeah, we have some wonderful sponsors that we want to give a shout out to. We have NABOS, National Association of Women's Business Owners. Mission is to propel women entrepreneurs into economic, social, and political spheres of power worldwide by strengthening the wealth-creating capacity of our members and promoting economic development.
Yeah, I was just there at one of their dinners. They always have great speakers. And anybody that's in business, I'm telling you, women. Although there is a couple men there. I got to bring you there. Well, yeah, I know. No, but really passionate, really nice women. So
if you're interested, check them out on their website. It's NABO, which is NABOVC.org.
There you go. All right. All right. Well, let's give something away. And I would love to give away Mousetrap. And that is going all the way up to July 3rd. And of course, that's at Elite Theater. And I would love to share that with you. So call in right now at 805-419-0008. 419-0008. That's the Mousetrap at Agatha Christie. All right. I mean, by Agatha Christie at the Elite Theater. Oh, God, it's early, I guess, right?
I don't know. Did she have like an email address and everything at maybe?
Yeah, I know. Maybe. See, there you go. I don't know. So anyways, let's bring our first guest on, Rabbi Mark Borovitch. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Welcome. And thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about yourself. I love your book. I'm really excited to share it and also read it. And tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, that's such a
broad question, I know, right?
Right. You know, it's like I'm a guy who lost his way, and through the grace of God, I'm able to live well and live with hope and joy.
Wow. You know, when you say lost your way, can you tell us a little bit more about that? Because I love that you said that, because some of us think, you know, that we can never be found or we can't get back on track. And I love that that's really obviously you got back on track and you found yourself.
Yeah. So I lived the life of a criminal for a long time. Actually, I lived two lives.
Mm.
And that was the biggest problem, was I was trying to live in two different worlds. The world of crime and alcoholism and the world of decency and connection.
Mm.
And the problem started really when I was young. I always felt like I was half a step off, that everybody else had the secret of life figured out, and I was this dummy that couldn't get it, and there was something wrong with me. I mean, I believed it. I remember it. As I'm telling you, I'm re-experiencing those feelings of absolute dejection and loss and hopelessness. So for me, that's really where the story kind of begins, and the change is that I'm not hopeless. The change is that nobody's hopeless. The change is that we all have a place in this world, and our joy and really the, if you will, the fun is for us to start to really delve into discovering who we are and what God placed us here for.
Wow, that's so interesting. I'm looking at, you know, kind of a little bit about you, and it says, went from con man to rabbi, right?
Yep.
Wow. Yep. And so in what period of time?
Oh, it was a long time. I wish I could tell you that I'm smarter, but I was, for a guy with an IQ that was, you know, like 140, you know, 150, something like that. I was pretty dumb because I couldn't hear. I couldn't listen.
You weren't, like, what do they say? That the student is, or the teacher appears when the student's ready?
Right.
That probably really makes sense, right?
Yeah, it just that I caused so much harm in those years.
Really?
To so many people.
Have you made amends with all those people?
I've made amends with a great many people, yes.
Wow.
I mean, you know, I don't think that you ever, I don't think one can ever make complete amends to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that it's...
I think you have to make amends with yourself.
Well, you know, that's an interesting idea, Kim, because while I agree with you in principle, my concern always is that I have been known to be fairly, as all addicts, shall we say, narcissistic. And in making amends to myself first, I always get worried that I'm going to forget that the other people I harmed deserve my amends first. My daughter, what I stole from her was the surety that her father would show up.
Mm.
And think about this as a young kid, it is, I will tell you, it's criminal what I did to her, because she had no way to understand that there was nothing wrong with her, that it was all my doing, that she didn't have a father who was present.
Right. And are you close with her now?
We talk almost we talk or text every day.
Wow, that's awesome. I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way. We're talking with Rabbi Mark Borovitch, and we're talking about finding recovery and yourself in Torah. And I know you have several books, right? And What other books have you written?
Well, I co-wrote a book about my story with a gentleman by the name of Alan Eisenstock, and it's called The Holy Thief. It's a pretty good read, if I do say so myself.
Okay.
And it's really, what it is it's the story. It's the story of how to go, how I went from really a lost soul. I was just so lost and so desperate that I was able to, pardon me, find myself, but find my authenticity.
Hmm.
And find out that and realize and accept that my life was about more than just me, and that that I had a good life to live, that God put me on this earth for a reason, and it wasn't to be a criminal and a drunk.
Well, that's good. And let me ask you a question. How long have you been a rabbi?
I was ordained in the year 2000, and I've been the rabbi of Beit Shuva, a Jewish residential non-sectarian addiction recovery center, since 1993. I always kind of do things before them. I do them out of order. It's part of my
charm.
That's
okay. Where is that located?
It's located in Los Angeles, California.
Oh, that's great. Okay. And so tell us more about your book that we have in front of us, Finding Recovery and Yourself in Torah. And, you know, and I realized from reading it and finding out a little bit more, you actually found the Torah when you were in prison, correct?
Yes.
Wow. And
I am one of those people who had a jailhouse conversion.
Mm.
And how it happened, you want to know the story of how it
happened?
Please. So what happened was I was arrested in 1986 by an LAPD detective who had arrested me in 1981. He arrested me in January of 81. This was December of 86.
Hmm.
He remembered that he had seen a wanted poster on me from Santa Barbara County a month before he ran into me.
He's got a good memory, huh?
And, yeah, he put it all together.
Wow.
He was turning the corner of a street that I was crossing. He called out my name. I looked up, and that was it.
History.
He arrested me.
Wow.
I called my first wife. I'd been on the run because I knew the cops were looking for me. I called my first wife, and I said, come pick up this money. And she said, what bail bondsman do you want me to call? I said, don't call anyone. The man upstairs is trying to tell me something, and I have to sit here until I can figure it out. I have no ideas. This is almost 30 years later. I want you to know I still don't know where those words came from.
Wow.
They were not in my consciousness, nothing. And it was this ecstatic experience that I had with God.
That's crazy. Well, you know, I really feel like nothing's by accident, and the right people show up in your life. And I know that obviously going to prison, well, that was your gift in a sense, you know, because look where you are today.
It absolutely was. And I think that it's, you know, as you say that, I think a really important idea, concept, however you want to put it, is that we all get these calls from God. We all get these messages. Our problem for most of us, is that we don't respond.
Hmm.
In the Garden of Eden story, if you take a look at that in the Bible, the third chapter of Genesis, God calls Ayeka, where are you? And the man is hiding. That's the real sin of that story. It's not that they ate of the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. It really is that when God called, they hid. And when I read that, Kim, I started weeping. I was almost inconsolable because I saw how many times God called me and I didn't answer.
You know, what I want to ask you, and I hope that you can stay with us. We need to take a really quick break. But when we come back, do you think this, I mean, we don't want to blame our family and, you know, because obviously we all have our own vision and our own journeys. But I want to find out if there's somebody that you mirrored in your family, or were you just a free spirit and you went your own way and didn't listen to anybody. So that's what we're going to find out. Can you stay with us?
Absolutely. It's my honor.
Okay, great. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, we'd love to give something away. And I have, starting, let's see here. We've got some Ghostly Evening, and it's a movie fundraiser on July 20th. And it's seeing a private viewing of the Ghostbusters movie over at Movie Co. Theater in Thousand Oaks. And I'd love to share that with somebody right now. Call us at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Ventura County's Mortgage Couch strives to identify the best wholesale lender for their clients. Their ultimate goal is to help families move into their dream home, fix their home, and refinance their home. Whether you're looking for the best possible terms or a specific lender to accommodate a unique situation, Mortgage Couch has the resources and expertise to meet every need. Apply for your loan today. Please call 805-676-0377. That's 805-676-0377. Or visit their website at www.mortgagecouch.com. Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500. Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side. I do want to remind you that we will be here till 8 o'clock. But if you miss any of our shows, you can always download them on our podcast. You just go to your smartphone, go to podcast, go to iTunes/ The Kim Pagano Show. I do want to remind you of our phone number here, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. I'd love to give something away because we do that every time we get a break. And I know, let's see, we've got some Pizza Breakfast House, and we've got a gift certificate for there. Great place for breakfast. So if you haven't been there or you love it and you want to try it again, call us right now at 805-419-0008.
And we want to remind everybody, tomorrow is the Conejo Food and Wine Festival held at St. Bashal Balon School Grounds. That's a mouthful.
That is.
From 1:30 to 5:30, and they offer the best food, wine, beer, and desserts from an assortment of different vendors, including restaurants, breweries, wineries, and bakeries. The funds that are earned at Conejo Food and Wine Festival are donated to their community charity partners, Ventura Food Share, and Mini Mansions. Visit their website. It's CanejoFoodAndWine.com for tickets.
Perfect, Chad. Are you going to chill out with me over there? And
I will be somewhere else.
Okay, all right. I'll drink for you. It's okay.
I know you will. I know you have no problem.
There you go. All right. Well, I do want to welcome back again our guest that we've been talking to, Rabbi Mark Borovitz, and of course his book Finding Recovery and Yourself in the Torah. Now, is this a daily book, Rabbi, that you just every day you read a little, you know, short little kind of spiritual story?
Yes, that's the way I set it up.
Yeah, it's, I love books like that.
It's a daily reminder because we forget. You know, the truth is we forget. All of us forget. This isn't just, only for some people. I believe that it's for all people because all of us need to be reminded that we're more than what we did today. We're human. We're God's gift. We're God's gift to the world, and we're also a reminder of God.
Right.
For everybody.
Right. Did you feel that you weren't good enough? Do you think that's what led you
down the road?
Yeah. A lot of people think that, you know, that's one of the things that I really talk about on our show is that we are all enough. And some of us really just don't know what our gift is. And so the gift that somebody always is complimenting you on, or the gift that you can walk in and, you know, throw a party or put something together or do something that's just so easy for you. And other people are like, oh my God, Chad, how come you always throw this great party? You know, that's what's easy for you. And so those are your gifts. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I agree 100%. I think people miss out on their gifts and they focus too much on the burden of life and what's going on today and tomorrow and just
the heaviness of like, I'm overwhelmed in my life and I can't see anything else. Instead of going, okay, you know, I'm just going to trust that this day is going to go the way. And let me tell you, there's days that you wake up and you're overloaded and stressed out. And then you kind of have to like, pause.
But there's something to be said about stop and smell the roses. Even on a bad day, the roses still smell good.
That's right. That's right. That's a great point right there. So so you and your wife.
You see, guys, what happens is, if you don't mind me jumping in, is we live in a world of either or and comparisons.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the truth. Your gift is unlike anybody else's.
Absolutely.
I can't do what you do.
Right.
I cannot do what you do. So I have a choice at that point. I can rejoice in the fact that you can do it, or I can feel bad that I can't.
Right.
And the whole purpose of really having a spiritual practice to me is that I don't have to live like that anymore. I can not only rejoice in my own gifts, I can also be thrilled for yours.
Right.
In fact, I'm grateful that you have your gifts so that I can live my life.
Mm-hmm.
That's a whole different way of seeing everything. And people miss that, unfortunately, because we're too busy competing and comparing rather than appreciating and loving.
This is so true. Well, that's great words right there. Now, I know that you deal with a lot of adults who struggle with addiction. What inspired you to start this incredible facility?
Well, I didn't start it. I want to be very clear about
okay.
that. My wife started it
okay.
Before we were married.
Good job.
you know what I mean? I want to make sure
Harriet started it.
He's reveling
yep,
in her gifts.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was her gift.
Yeah.
Because that could get me into a lot of trouble.
I know. You don't want to be going down that road. So
what happened was I came to work here because, well, to be honest with you, when I met Harriet, I told her she didn't know what she was doing. And she said, if you're so smart, when you get out, come help me. And I did.
Wow.
And neither one of us are sure who was more surprised.
And so she had this going on but way before you, like, well, while you were...
About a year and a half before I got out of prison.
Uh-huh.
The last time.
And were you already married to her?
No. Mm. No.
Okay.
No. Yeah. And so I came to work, and, you know, and I haven't left, really. I mean, I left the job for a little bit, but I never left the community. I never left this sense of belonging.
Right.
And I think that's another piece, you know, as you were talking about it and asking me those questions. The change for me is that I just belong. I don't have to fit in anymore, Kim.
Wow.
I know that I belong in this world. I belong in my life. And for so long, I didn't.
Right.
And that was the killer. The killer for me was I never believed that I belonged.
Yeah, that's good. Let me ask you, I'm looking at your book, and so are these little stories, I know there are some from the Bible at the top, like, right, and then you kind of write your little story to go with it?
Yes.
What is
my interpretation?
Yeah, what is your, can you share one interpretation that you would like to have people know about your book?
Wow. Yeah, I think let me give you an overall thing. First of all, that in the first five books of the Bible, none of the people are perfect. So for me, the Bible is all about finding out how to live with my imperfections and yours.
Mm-hmm.
And no longer getting totally disappointed and despondent that I make mistakes. And it starts with the other thing is to know that we're holy. We are all created holy. There is no, that all of us are created in the image of God, and that makes us holy.
Right.
So there's not this fight for or trying to one-up or anything else. And that in knowing that I'm holy, it puts on me the responsibility of living that way.
So Rabbi, I have a question. So on our bad days, and I know we all still have them and you still have them, where do you go back to bring, you know, yourself to a calm and a solace and realize that you are accepted? You know, what is it that you do? What is it that, where do you read? What, you know, give people some direction here.
Well, what I do is I read a lot of different people. I study Rabbi Abraham Joshua Heschel, and I remember that I go to this same place. I'm created in the image of God, and God, I must be somebody because God don't make no junk, I read on a bumper sticker.
Mm-hmm.
And so I keep going back to remembering and not giving in to my need for despair, my need to feel less than, my need to blame and blame others and shame others, but rather, here's what's going on. I go, I study, I read, I pray, and then I have this spiritual practice of asking somebody for help, for guidance. The most important part of my recovery has been that I've always had a spiritual guide. I've always had somebody to help me figure it out.
That's awesome.
Because I know on my own, I can't.
Right. I love it. Rabbi, where do we find your book, and where can my listeners find more about you?
You can find my book at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. You can know more about me on my website, RabbiMark.com. And or beitshuva.org. And I guess that what I want people to know is that there's hope.
I love that.
None
I
of us
that.
Are hopeless.
I love
that's,
it.
That's my biggest concern.
There you
is because I know the feeling of hopelessness, and it almost killed me.
Perfect. And you know what? I'd love to have your wife on Sacred Housekeeping. That sounds like another great book. So definitely keep in touch with me and share our show with everyone. And I value your journey, and thank you so much for sharing it with us.
Thank you. God bless.
Thank you
so much.
You got it. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking with Peg O'Connor. And stay with us. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And I'd love to give something away. And of course, let's see. What do we have got here? Let's see, Urbane Cafe, if you've ever eaten there, we've got gift certificates. Call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us, we'll be right back.
Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world.
The Elite Theater Company has been entertaining, educating, and enriching its audiences since 1994. Their new venue at Channel Islands Harbor Fisherman's Wharf provides a unique and marvelous space for high-quality, live productions that bring together local talents of both amateur and professional performers. Come catch the Elite Series main stage show, Agatha Christie's The Mousetrap, a thrilling murder mystery playing June 3rd through July 3rd. To find out more and to purchase tickets to their upcoming productions, please call 805-488-5118. That's 805-483-5118 or visit www.elitetheater.org. June 25th through June 26th, Ross Emery Entertainment presents the 8th Annual Roadshow Revival, a celebration of American roots music. This music festival will feature 75 vendors, 50 pinups, 100 hot rods, motorcycles, food, and beer, top-notch rockabilly performers, Johnny Cash tribute acts, and even a kids' corral. So bring your family, a blanket, or a lawn chair to the grassy fields at Mission Park in downtown Ventura. This event is very family-friendly. To purchase tickets, visit www.roadshowrevival.com. Revival.com. That's www.roadshowrevival.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life. Go ahead, Chad.
Yeah, we want to give another shout out to MKN Financial Group. They have been around since 1994, offering individual long-term care insurance. The company has since expanded its services to include long-term care and life insurances for individuals and businesses. Marcy Nunn, CSA, is the president of the company and specializes in long-term care. Check them out at mknfinancial.com.
She's actually going to be on our next show. We'll find out a little bit more about that. I always say, and I said this before, is you go buy a computer and you buy a home warranty or you buy a warranty, but we don't buy any warranties on ourselves. And that's really our biggest thing. So.
And we all break down,
unfortunately. I do want to give something away. We got Rubicon Theater tickets, James and the Giant Peach Jr., and that's starting July 7th through July 10th, and I'd love to get some tickets out to somebody. Call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Let's get our next guest on, Peg O'Connor. Are you there?
I am here, Kim. Thanks for having me back.
Absolutely, and thank you so much for joining us and being patient. And tell us, for the listeners that might not have heard about you or who you are, if you can share that with us.
I am Peg O'Connor. I'm a professor of philosophy, and I am also a recovering alcoholic. And a lot of my work looks at how philosophy can be really useful for people struggling with addiction and recovery. And philosophy has always been concerned about meaning of life questions, and I think both addiction and recovery are different versions of the same kind of struggle.
You know, it's interesting because a lot of people are stressed out, obviously, right now with everything that we keep hearing in the news, and which brings, anxiety. But for the people that don't want to possibly get started on any pills to help them, is there anything else that you would recommend, just really learning how to meditate, to calm down? Is there something that you could offer in that place?
I think meditation is really wonderful, and I also think that surrounding yourself with the right kind of people is incredible.
That's great.
So, for example, having well-grounded friends.
Yeah.
Friends who
that bring you back.
Better people.
Yeah.
Friends who are positive. I mean, being around the negative Nellies, it's just debilitating, and I think a variety of social science studies show that people who surround themselves with negative people become negative and unhappy. They're the people who will always see the glass, not just half empty, but half empty with something really icky someone else put in there just to get them.
Oh, so, I never heard that. That's even worse than half empty, right?
It is, but you know that type of person when you meet them.
Yes.
So how do you find the right kind of people to be around who elevate you, who help contribute to your happiness, who become a part of you? And that's one of the greatest gifts that we can give each other, is learning how to be a really good friend. And it turns out there's nothing natural or intuitive about that. You have to learn how to become a good friend.
Yeah, and how do you pick
the right friends. You know, that's the other, you know, how do you keep the best company?
Mm-hmm. That's always an interesting question, and that intersects with the work on addiction, because so I teach at a college, so I've got that 18 to 22-year-old demographic.
Wow.
First-year students come to college, and they make all these friends and best friends instantly, and it's always an interesting time when you start hanging out with kids maybe who are a little more risk-taking than you've ever been, but you want to be cool, you want to fit in. And I'm always amazed by, even at the end of the first year, students can articulate, you know what, I really like this group of friends because I want to be a better student, or they make me laugh, or they don't let me take myself too seriously. So it's really trial and error, and it's also a matter of finding out what kind of activities maybe you like to do and finding other people with whom to do it. And that can be really hard. I think there's nothing harder than being an introvert, and I'm an introvert, and trying to make new friends and finding activities where you're likely to find people who share the same interests as you. There's nothing easy about that.
You know what I find interesting, too, is as I get older, I realize when I was younger, I had a lot of friends. You want to go out, different groups. As I get older, it's just one or two, three, four people that I really want to spend my time with, because, like you said, friendships don't come naturally. They are work, just like any other relationship.
Correct.
You know? So if you don't put the work into it, you're not going to have a successful friendship either. So you want to surround yourself with people that are positive about your experiences and are positive about you and bring you up when you're down and actually point out, you know, stuff when you are wrong, or are there to support you and say, okay, maybe there's a different way. Let me help you because you are my friend and I care about you.
Yeah. Right. And I want to add to that, high maintenance friends, low maintenance friends, you know, the person that, you know, hey, I'm running a couple minutes, like, oh, no problem. You want me to grab your coffee? Or, you know, like, really, you're going to be late again.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have a lot of time for that. And so that's kind of like, I have a little checklist, you know, of like, okay, that's, you know, kind of irritating. And so you have to have people that, you know, that are accepting. And that can, you know, kind of roll with the punches.
They don't throw that icky stuff in your drink.
Yeah. Accept
and roll with the punches, but also push back a little bit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because that's crucial, because I don't always have the right or best perspective on myself and what I'm doing. And if a very dear friend says to me, hey, Peg, you know what? If you do that, or, you know, I'm seeing these changes, I have to sit up and take knowledge if that friendship is.
Ooh, I like that.
My friend is a piece of me. The philosopher Aristotle talks about the friend as a second self.
Mm.
And when you think about the importance and the primacy of that relationship, which is interesting because in our culture, U.S. culture, we valorize the romantic relationship over friendship all the time.
Hmm.
And what I see with a lot of women of any age is that if they get, and I'll just talk about heterosexual women, but lesbian women too, they get a new sweet baboo, they're dating someone who's really great, they drop the friend, and then, maybe the relationship starts going south,
it's not just women.
They want their posse right there with them.
It's not just women. Men
right.
do it too.
Men do it too.
Men do it too, but, you know, male friendships, I think the way homophobia works, it really gets in the way of good, genuine male friendships.
I agree.
We don't have a lot of models for it. We've got buddy movies, you know, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid and all that, but, I mean, just good role models for here's what it's like to be a man and to have this second self.
Wow, I love that a friend is a second self, you know, because they do say that what you kind of mirror in life, that's usually the people that you're, you know, and it depends if you're in a good place in your life or a bad place. And so you mirror those people that you're projecting. And so if you start to kind of collect negative friends, you better look in the mirror and go, okay, wait a minute, I need to, like, you know, even when I have a couple things go wrong in a day, I'm like, hold on a minute. I got to get this cloud over me. And I really take notice of it. But I love that having a friend that, you know, it'd be like you, Chad, saying, Kim, you know what? We need to talk about this because, you know, I kind of feel like you're a little different than, you know, or, you know, and I would value your judgment.
But it takes bringing people into your life that you're okay accepting that kind of constructive criticism. Correct. Because a lot of people don't like that.
No.
They don't want to look in the mirror.
Exactly. But I think, you know, but I love that a friend is a second self.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you know, it takes a lot. I remember one of my best friends moved away and then we moved into kind of a newer place. And I was like, I feel so alone. I don't have any friends. And I'm a pretty big people person, but I couldn't really warm up to anybody or really open up to anybody. And then all of a sudden I was like, okay, I really got it. Like, it was me.
Yeah.
All my walls, everything was shut down. And so I had to learn how to just really unwind and open up.
So Peg, I'm curious, you're a recovering addict. So was at that point in your life, did you not have those type of support and people around and friends around that were either supportive or did you push them away? You know, how did you, you know, you're in recovery now. So how did you get to that point?
All of those things are true simultaneously.
Gotcha.
I had some really good friends who were deeply concerned about me. And I didn't want to hear it, so I pushed them away.
Mm.
And I would find, and I think you would find this talking to many addicts, that we tend to incline towards people who drink or use as much or more than we do, so we are the favorable spot in the comparison.
Yeah, you feel better about yourself.
Well, right. And you can always hold, particularly when it's coming to addiction, well, you know, hey, I don't drink like Chad does. I mean, geez, look at Chad. Then there's Kim over there. You know, that I can feel better about myself, but then I realize at some point I'm the comparison for someone else. And I would say for me, one of the greatest gifts in recovery, besides getting, and this is related, getting a very strong sense of who I am and how I want to show up in the world, was coming to identify the kinds of deal breakers for me and friends. And being comfortable with, like you said, having a couple real core friends. And then I've got a wide circle of acquaintances, but who am I going to go to when the chips are down?
Yep.
And it's interesting, though, when someone kind of changes categories, where someone who had been an acquaintance, whether it's happenstance or you end up on a road trip and you think, wow, I really like this person. I had no idea. I've known her for 7 years, but I had no idea. Wow. Where a friendship like that can change. And then there are those times, and Kim, I think this relates to what you were saying, when you lose a friend, we have no language for breaking up with friends. And breaking up with a long-term friend is as debilitating as breaking up with a romantic partner, or to, you know, have to move away because of work, business, family, whatever. We have no language for grieving friendships. And grief is an important part of living, and grief, when it goes sideways, oftentimes underpins, I think, a lot of drug and alcohol use.
Right. And also relationships. You know what, Peg, will you stay on with us?
Sure.
All right. We need to take a really quick break. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Oh, and we'll do a giveaway. Sorry, Tom. I was like, wait. I was like going, okay. How about if we do a giveaway? And guess what we've got coming up? Wings over Camarillo. And that's happening in August, and August 20th to 21st. And, of course, we've got some tickets. And I'd love to share those with somebody. So, again, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. I'd love to share that. So call in.
Are you over your stubborn belly fat? Do you wish you could get the fat out in half a day without the risk of being put under or a heavy surgical fee? Go to 805lipo.com and check out Dr. Adrian Lara's incredible deal for HD liposuction. It's 100% customer recommended and performed by a Harvard-trained surgeon voted favorite med spa 2 years in a row by VC Star. So what are you waiting for? Go to 805lipo.com before the offer expires.
The annual Conejo Food and Wine Festival is Sunday, June 26th, 1:30 to 5:30 p.m. Come sample the best food, wine, beer, desserts, and more that the Conejo culinary community has to offer. Dozens of restaurants, wineries, breweries, bakeries, distilleries, and more will be there along with live music to round out this great afternoon. Food Share and Many Missions are our beneficiaries to this great charitable event. The event is held at the school grounds on the corner of Moore Park and Jans Road in Thousand Oaks. Tickets and more info are available at www.conejofoodandwine.com.
Looking for a non-intimidating atmosphere to work out among friends? Studio Soul can help you with a clean, comfortable private studio with resources to help you get fit and build your functional strength. Find out about upcoming wellness retreats as well as fun classes and workshops. Take your health to the next level with the help of personal trainer and health educator Danny Banson by your side. Contact Studio Soul, 805-732-4836. That's 805-732-4836. Or visit their website at www.soulfitsolutions.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, I do want to remind you that we are here all the way till 8 o'clock, and we're going to find out a little bit about Marcy Nunn and MKN Financial, and then, of course, we have Terry Garcia, and Terry and Chad are going to be talking about Barks and Bubbles Champagne Brunch Breakfast at Sniffany's. I love it. You guys always come up with the best names.
I have to have a tagline.
I know. I love it.
You got to know it's a party.
I know.
All about the puppies.
Oh,
and
God.
The
I know. Anyway, so we're going to talk about that. I can't wait. And then we've got Julie Larson. Tim are talking about Untethered, and that's her book. So I hope that you stay with us through that show. And again, I do want to remind you that we do have a podcast, and that is on iTunes/The Kim Pagano or show, or you could go to our website, which is kimpaganoshow.com. Also, like us on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and Snapchat, all those places that we can share you. And because a lot of them, we're giving lots of stuff away, and all you have to do is go on there and like us and share us. I'd love to give something away right now. Again, Veggie Grill. Have you ever eaten at Veggie Grill?
I haven't.
Oh my God, you got
to
try.
I went to the Feast of the Beast. Come
okay,
on.
Okay. Yeah, I know.
I'm a carnivore.
But you know what?
But I do say
Veggie
dogs and cats.
Grill is okay. Wait. Anyways, I got a gift certificate for someone to get over to Veggie Grill. So call us right now at 805-419-0008. 419-0008. Let's get back with Peg O'Connor. And Peg, thank you so much for staying on with us.
Oh, my pleasure. This is really fun.
Yeah, what a great topic, and I love it. I never plan where we're going, you know what I mean? It's kind of like, ooh, let's just...
I know, we divert.
Yeah, love that.
Shiny thing.
I know, exactly.
The tangents for the fun part.
Yeah. So we were talking about really, you know, how to really go through those kind of things when you lose a friend or a friend loses you. I mean, you know, because some people you intend to be their friend, and then all of a sudden maybe they go, you know, off on a divorce or something, and they're not available and you're not available.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's right. And the fact that we as human beings are always changing, and we want our friends to change too. And I think probably all of us have had the experience of feeling stuck in a relationship, so it kind of becomes habitual or it feels obligatory.
Right.
Oh, I agree wholeheartedly. I mean, I've broken up with a few friends because they're just, I like you said, the negative Nellies in your life. It's just like at some point you have to realize, like, you just bring me down. I cannot be around you because I don't feel good about myself.
Yeah. No, you don't make me feel better.
Yeah.
You know, you don't enhance me.
And that's what our friendships should do.
Absolutely. You want somebody that's going to be like, you know, every time you see them, you're like, you feel worse. You feel like you're, you know, you got this big old mattress on your back. Yeah. Not so good. So, you know what, Peg, so it's interesting that you teach this at the college. So can you leave us with some really great tips that can help us through really just life and hopefully that we don't go into, you know, any kind of addiction to be, you know, because most addiction is really just hiding in within our lives, correct?
I don't know about that.
Oh.
Lately I've been looking at the issue of the rising rates of addiction in our senior population.
Ooh, okay.
And the fact of the matter is addiction sneaks up on most people. No one sets out to become an addict, and that we're kind of in a perfect storm of elements where people are running the risk of becoming addicted to really incredibly powerful drugs, and they're getting those drugs from their physicians. So the other thing I've been looking at is the ways in which very powerful pain relievers, for example, are being given to young children. So say you're your junior high or your high school athlete, And I think it's really important to educate parents and educate seniors about how to ask questions about these prescription medications, not just the pain relievers, but any prescription medications that they're being given. I mean, I feel like we are in a tsunami of prescriptions.
Yeah, I have to agree with you. And you know what is? It's interesting is you think that your kids are adults, so that you're like, okay, here's your pills, right? And you don't really monitor them when they get a little older. But in reality, you really need to. Because once you take a medication and it kind of makes you like, ooh, I don't feel my
pain
anymore.
Well, they're meant to numb
your
sensors,
exactly.
Your brain
but
sensors,
yeah,
so
you, and then you go, I mean,
you do that enough times.
Yeah, or your natural, you know, reaction to say is, ooh, this feels good. I want to do this again, you know? And right. So, yeah, I think that's a great, you know, recommendation. Peg, we are at the end of our show, and we thank you so much for coming on. Can you tell us, everybody, where we can find more about you?
More about me. I've got a book called Life on the Rocks, Finding Meaning in Addiction and Recovery, and that's available online at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. It's also available, hopefully, if you're lucky to have a brick-and-mortar store or an independent store, it's there. And online, I write a regular blog, well, a little irregular the past couple of months, a regular blog called Philosophy Stirred, Not Shaken, on the online edition of Psychology Today. So
perfect.
PsychologyToday.com. Just search for Peg O'Connor, and I think I've got about 40 articles up there about philosophy.
Oh, great. Well, we will talk again, Peg. Thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side. I know we're at the end of our show, but that's, of course, our first hour. Stay with us. We're going to always end this show with a moment of happiness. Go forward in life with a twinkle in your eye and a smile on your face, but with great purpose in your heart. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Just a small town girl.